or they might be standing around, one of them playing a guitar and everybody
singing.
Okay. If somebody offers to do you a favor, and it's one you know you can't repay, you'd say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.
A leech.
A leech?
Yes.
Okay. I heard people say obliged. Or obligated.
Mm-hmm.
Or beholden.
Yeah.
Or
yes. A leech. No, a leech.
A leech?
Mm-hmm. You know what a leech is?
Which one of those would you say?
I don't know if I would say any of those.
If you don't want to owe them a favor,
mm-hmm.
say I don't want to be.
What are they? What are my choices? I don't think I would say the beholding one or
like
any
obligated.
Of those. Obligated. Yeah.
Okay. If somebody's being nasty, they say, I'd ask you to do it, but I'm sure you can't. You'd say, oh, yes, I
can.
Okay. Or to put do it with it.
I can do it.
Okay. And if it was something you couldn't do, you'd say, no, I
can't do it.
Okay. Suppose somebody asks you to do something, and it's really late in the day, and you say, no, I had to get up this morning before the sun came up, and I'm through for the day.
I'm tired.
Okay, but to let them know that the work that you've done is all that you're going to do.
I won't do anymore.
Okay, or
I quit.
Okay, would you say I worked all day, or?
Yes.
Would you ever say I done worked?
No.
If you're talking about the fact that so few of your grandparents' friends were still alive, you might say, when I went home, I was looking forward to seeing some of these people, but it seems like they're...
gone.
Okay, or...
dead.
Okay, would you ever say done dead?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't either, but... if somebody always leaves their things just laying around, they never remember to lock the door, they can't keep track of anything, mm-hmm. you'd say that person's pretty
sloppy.
Okay. Or they don't seem to care about what happens mm-hmm. to anything, you'd say. Suppose you were talking to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to straighten that.
don't care. Carefree.
Okay. And you tell them that instead of being that way,
mm-hmm.
They
should be thoughtful.
Okay. Or not just the thoughtful part, but another way of saying you should be.
Neat.
Well, not the need or the thought for anything, but instead of saying should be.
Ought to be.
Okay. What's the opposite of that?
Shouldn't be.
Okay. Using
ought not to be.
Okay. If somebody dares you, say, to go through a graveyard at night, they'll say, I bet you...